Let's go to Genesis 1:31. Thank you so much for letting me sing those old, those were battle songs. I said, those were battle songs. Hallelujah. Genesis 1:31, and God saw everything. I'm glad to see God sees everything. I could stop right there and just preach that. God sees everything. Sees everything you're going through, everything you're going to go through tomorrow, next. He sees it all. He sees everything all at one time. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Then we go to Genesis 2 and 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And Adam had been made too. He was made on the sixth day. Everything was finished. Everything was finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work. He ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. I want to preach from this title, The Day God Wasn't Enough. Now, I know that title almost sounds blasphemous, but you hear me out before you make your decision. Lord, I come to you this morning. I'm so thankful for your word. I'm thankful for the revelation of your word. For truly just to have your word without it being revealed would just be pen and paper and writings. But through revelations, we know and understand you in a way that we never could before. Thank you, Lord, for your word. I ask you to enlighten us with this word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The day that God wasn't enough. Scripture says that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That was perhaps the very beginning. And then the next verse says, and the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. I mean, just God saying it. That's why I was trying to tell you, if Jesus said, I want another way around, listen, then he could, it would happen. Because whatever he says, you got a red jacket on. If God said it's blue, it's going to turn blue before he can finish saying it. Because whatever he says, that's what it is. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light. Thank God, God saw the light. I saw the light, but God saw the light. And he said, it's good. And God divided light from darkness. I preached a sermon not long ago called Creation by division and by dividing. He began to divide things out and create them, things that were there, but you didn't recognize them until he divided it out. And so he divides the light from the darkness. He calls the light day, and he calls the darkness the night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. This was the first day. It was complete. There was nothing else to do. So he moves on to the second day. And that day it was complete, and it was enough. Nothing else needed to be done on that day. And so he moves now into day two, and he begins to divide the waters from the waters. And he puts a firmament above and a firmament beneath. And he divides the waters from the waters to give us what we know to be the atmosphere. And some of it's coming down right now. The water that's above is coming down back to earth, and then it will go into the sea and evaporate, and it'll come back. And it was complete. It was nothing else to do. What else can you do? That's a wonderful system. And he divided these firmaments, and he called that the second day. And now that that day was complete, he moves on to the next day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven bring forth, let them come together into one place. And the waters came together, and the land came up. And he called the dry land he called the dryness the land, and he called the water seas. And he began, it was already there, but he divided it, he separated it. It was already there. But it was complete. And so when he looked at the water and the land, he began to talk to the earth. But he couldn't talk to the earth until the land erupted. And when the land came out, he said, "Hey, land, I want you to bring forth what's in you. Something God can't do for you till you come forth." And when you come forth, and then he said, "Hey, start speaking to you." And so the land came forth. He said, "I want you to start yielding what's in you, the seed that's already in you." And up come the grasses and the fruit trees and so forth. And he looked at the seas and he said, "Bring forth what's in you," and the fishes and so forth. And he said, "To multiply and to bring forth grasses out of the land." The seed was in itself. And this was known as the third day. And when God had completed that day, there was nothing else to do on that day concerning those things. And then God began to divide the lights. He had the sun he created, and the moon and the stars. The Bible says he created all of these, and he divided the light for signs and for seasons, for days and for years. So we now say, how old are you? We go by, I'm so many years old. And you know that how many, you can count how many days you are. And when you die, they got a number and a dash and another number, because God divided all this out. There was nothing else to do. And God saw that it was good, so he called that the fourth day. And then God said, "Let the waters bring forth abundantly the fish, and but let the fowl of the air begin to fly in this firmament here, and let them reproduce." And so he talked to the birds and to the fishes, and this was the fifth day. There was nothing else to do. It was complete. And then on the sixth day, God said, "I think I'm going to make something like me." And out of his image, you know what an image is? Out of your imagination, right? Imagination. He said, "If I take on a body," which he will, and he did, he already knew what he would look like. He says, "I'd like to have five fingers on this hand, and I'd like to have five fingers on this hand." And out of his imaginations, he created an image in his own likeness. Amen. He created Adam in his own image on the sixth day. And then when he finished creating Adam, he gave him dominion over all the things that he had previously created. The sea, the fowls, the cattle, over every creeping thing. He gave it to Adam. He gave him power over these things. And so now we have Adam in God's own image, and God looked at everything he had created, including Adam. He said, "This is very good. I think I'll stop here. Everything's complete. There's nothing else for me to do." So God said, "I think I'll rest." So after completing all of his work on the 6 days, we have what later we know to be the Sabbath day, is the day that men should rest. And I will tell you, I wish we still had the blue law in effect. Does anybody know what the blue law is? Okay. When we grew up, everything shut down on Sundays. Nothing was open on Sundays, because it was a day of rest, and everybody got some rest. But now we're so worried about corporate profits that we worked. I went through a McDonald's the other day. I looked at the window, and it said open 24 hours, the drive-thru. God looked at everything that he had made, including Adam. He said, "It's all complete. I think I'll take my rest." And so the seventh day, he rested from all the work, and he sanctified it, or set it aside. We later again call it the Sabbath, the day in which God rested. And he saw that everything was good. His image was good. The birds looked good. Everything, the garden was good. And so he gives Adam all the animals that he created to name, to see what he would name them. And whatever he named them, that would be the name thereof. And so Adam goes through all the animals and names them. It appeared that God was enough. It appeared that God was enough. Everything was complete, and God's resting. And everything he created. It said he was finished, and he ceased from his work, and he rested. God was enough. But while he was resting, his image was not. While he was resting and reclining, and said, I've finished from all my work, Adam was, I'm kind of lonely. The day God wasn't enough. You say, oh, God's enough. Why are you lonely then? You say, well, I got his spirit. Why are you still lonely then? Hello? Why do you still struggle? We look at Adam. He had needs. But wait a minute. God had put him inside of a garden that he had everything he could possibly want. Want a fig? I go get me a fig. Want an apple? Go get me an apple. Didn't have to fight the worms, the bugs, the woodpeckers like I do. None of that. I got blueberries getting ripe and the whole neighborhood, all the birds got together and know it. I got two scarecrows out there and you ought to see the man. Oh, I got to show y'all the manic head I made. It'll scare. Ooh, it's spooky. Ain't a bird in my blueberries because they're scared. He didn't have to fight the birds. The birds came to him and said, you want some of what I have? It's all mine. He had water. Three rivers went through the Garden of Eden. There wasn't no problem, no drought. They didn't have to worry about water. He had fresh water. What more could you want? He didn't even have to till the land. There was no man to till the land. He didn't pop out in a sweat. There was even a mist that missed that watered the garden. He didn't even have to hold the hose out there. Nothing. It looked like God was enough. But God gave him everything he could possibly want. How many of you got everything you really need this morning? But how many of you have needs this morning? See? I got everything I really need, but I need. He had everything he really needed, but he needed something. And God was not enough. Not when you create a human being. He has needs that spirits don't have. You still with me? You don't believe me? Whoa. Well, stay with me. Because God looked at everything he said, he had created, and said it's very good, including Adam. But one day he looks at Adam. You see, all Adam had was a voice. Some of you, all you got's a puppy dog. But you got something. I don't know what I'd do without my puppy dog. Well, let's get rid of that puppy dog. Let God be your puppy dog. You have, this is where the church needs to be real and quit faking it. We can say, and I like the scripture said, we are complete in him. Yes, my spirit is complete in him, but I still have needs. Don't act like you don't have needs. You got needs. He put Adam in a place called paradise. And he would visit with him ever so often in the cool of the evening. How are you today, Adam? I'm good. I guess I'm good. I'm good. The apples were good. The figs were good. Well, how are you feeling? Lonely. Lonely. And God looked at his own image and said, it is not good. It is not good. I am not enough. I am not, just having me and my spirit is not enough. If when you got the Holy Ghost, that's all you needed, don't kid yourself. You still live in flesh. And just his spirit is not enough. What he had created was a man that had a different kind of need than a God that was a spirit. God looked at him and said, it is not good that he be alone. If God was enough, he said, hey, you got me. You got Adam, you got me. He said, that's not enough. You see Mr. Tiger? He has Mrs. Tiger. You see Mr. Grouch over there? He at least has Sister Grouch. I don't have anybody to even argue with, let alone love. And he watched all the animals and he named them all Mr. and Mrs. and female and male and female. But him, nothing. God's a spirit. So we go back now. Are you with me now? Let's go back to Genesis 2:18. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. He was lonely. This is where God steps in. When he's not enough, he'll give you somebody that is enough. When your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will lift you up. He may lift you up some other way, but God sees everything he made. That's the part I want you to take home with you. He sees everything he made, and every need you have, he knows. And so God said, now I'll be enough. I can't be Eve, but I can. But he was through working, brother. He said, I'm finished. Everything's complete. He's resting. He said he had ceased from the work that he had worked and said it was finished. But God had another job to do. I will make him a helpmeet because he has needs that I can't supply as a spirit. And out of Adam's side, he made his bride. Now, when she came forth, he said, thank you, Jesus. He got up, started feeling better already. He only had one woman to choose from. He said, that's her. That's her right there. I know. I knew as soon as I saw her. That's her. And you know why I know that? Because he said, this is bone of my bones. This is flesh of my flesh. Why is he saying that? Because everything else was tigers and lions and birds and all that. They weren't bone of his bones. They weren't flesh of his flesh. And God was a spirit. So he said, this is what I need. That's why God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. He shall supply all your needs. Woo! Y'all with me now? And when God is not enough in the spirit, he starts supplying the things that you need in your flesh. Yes, I'm complete in my spirit, but no, I'm not complete in my body. God was a spirit. And the spirit could not be what mortal man needed. And in God's master plan, are y'all still with me this morning? Before he ever really created Adam, he already knew. But in God's plan, he said, because we couldn't go to him, he decided to come to us. And so he told the prophets to start writing in your writing, Emmanuel, God with us. Well, I got God with me now. You know, I mean, Adam had God with him. No. God walk with us. God take on flesh with us. And when God takes on flesh, he understands what the spirit could not understand. You say, oh, I understand what you're going through. Not unless you're going through it. And the God that was just a spirit now took on flesh and he watched us bury our dead. He watched us suffer with the body that he created. He watched his image, for you are the image of God, the book says. And he watched us, and all of a sudden, compassion and mercy poured out of this man. So much so that he healed people and said, don't tell nobody because my time has not yet come. He couldn't contain himself because that's how bad God wants to help you this morning. So God made Adam to satisfy, made Eve to satisfy Adam. Unfortunately, the devil used Eve to destroy Adam. Emmanuel, as they come this morning, God with us. Let's look at Hebrews 10 and 5. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. Now God is going to know how Adam felt. God, the Spirit of God, takes on a body so that the fullness of the Godhead was in Jesus Christ bodily, the Bible says. So in the day that God saw that his Spirit was not enough, he said this, lo, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. And so God took on flesh to fill your needs. Can we quit kidding ourselves this morning? You got needs. And his Spirit is there to help you with your needs. For we have not an high priest that cannot feel the infirmities of the people. But before he took on flesh, he couldn't say that. But now that he's walked Emmanuel, God with us, now that he's walked with us and he saw what it was like to meet trouble in this life, compassion and mercy like never before. So I'm here to tell you, thank God you got it, you need his Spirit. But you need his Spirit to supply other needs. Can you say amen? Let's do that. Let's clap our hands to the Lord because he's here. And that's why I wanted you to sing, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, well, I got the Spirit of the Lord. No, I still need him. I still need him. Just the Spirit is not enough to satisfy this flesh. Paul said, when I would do good, there's that old devil again. I need you. As you stand this morning, if you have some needs you want to share with God this morning, you don't have to tell me what they are, but I'm here to tell you that God understands. He looked at everything he had made and he said, it is good, but now I've got to supply the needs of men. I've got to supply the wants of men. I've got to supply the things that the Spirit does not supply. So this morning, whatever it is you need a touch in your body, you're fighting an addiction this morning, don't sit back there. Come up here. God knows what you're fighting. Amen. Whatever you need, I'm here to tell you, he's here to meet those needs and minister to you. Come on, don't wait on somebody else. Oh,